Now, how do you feel about co-writing? Do you do much co-writing?
I did quite a bit of co-writing, yes. I wrote a lot of things with Doodle Owens and quite a few things with Whitey Schaefer and several others. Larry Lee did a couple of things with Larry. 14 Karat Mine was one that we did with Larry. And what a great record Gene Watson got on that. That probably is one of the best examples of being, I mean, getting a hit song really produced as a hit song.
When I worked for John Denny, Larry Lee was the staff writer for John.
Yes, yes. And
that's when I first met Larry. So we go back to your early 80s.
Yeah.
So today, when you write, it's the same exact thing, right? You pick up that guitar, and is that how you still?
Well, now I play a little guitar. I play mostly piano when I'm writing. And I started leaning that way, and then finally I just fell over on it. But I like piano, and I've played more piano than guitar. You know.
Do you ever play out anymore? Do you ever get up a song?
Every once in a while, I'll do something like the Bluebird Cafe or something like that.
Yeah.
You know.
I bet you still enjoy that, don't you?
Yeah. You know what? I've always been nervous on stage. And I'm still intimidated when I get up there. I'm just like a kid, you know, doing it for the first time.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed that anxiety is still stirring in me, but it is. But I like to go out every once in a while and do it, you know.
So you got totally away from songwriting for a while, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I went into the ministry, the Christian ministry, as a minister, and I was away for about 30 years, from about 76 to 2006. Now, I did a few things in the middle of that sabbatical, but for the most part, I was inactive, you know.
What inspired you to get back at it? Did you just wake up one day and you just...
Well, I had just laid it down, and I really missed it. I really missed doing it. And it just feel like... I felt like that God gave me a green light, really, just to do some unfinished things that were stirring in me.
Right.
It's hard to explain it, but I prayed about it, and I just felt like that God gave me a green light to do it. And I'm still in the ministry, but I'm not pastoring or anything like that. I stepped down in 2006 from pastoring a church.
Do you write gospel Christian style?
I do, yeah. Whitey and I had a hit song called The Baptism of Jesse Taylor. I don't know if you remember that one or not, but it's done quite well. And I've written several things. Connie Smith recorded some of my gospel songs. And I've had several, yeah.
If you had a choice, if you could say, I'd love to have this person record my song that hadn't recorded yet, is there any singers out there that you'd like to hear singing your songs? Who's your favorite? Now.
Yeah,
who be
you know what? Now I'm a country boy, but I'm a blues man too. You know, I love blues and Dixieland. I love Dixieland, but I'm an Oklahoma country boy. But I tell you what, Ray Charles was my man. I loved Ray Charles. Now, of course, he's gone.
Right, we've lost.
And this is kind of hindsight now, but I would love to have had a Ray Charles cut, and I'd love to have met Hank Williams before he died, and I'm just throwing this in too. And Elvis, I never did get to meet Elvis. I got to talk to him one time on the phone. He was looking for a certain kind of song, and he asked me he said, "Do you think you can come up with something like that, you know, in that bag?" And I said, "Well, maybe I can, Elvis, you know."
Yeah.
But I never did get to meet him.
Wow. Yeah. That would have been a thrill.
Yeah, it would have been. It would have been nice.
Well, that I'm sure just the talking to him on the phone was probably pretty exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, his people kept a close watch on him, you know, when he came into studios and stuff. Even a lot of times, even, you know, close people, they kept a guard on the studios, you know. They didn't let people come in and out, no.
Do you have a favorite producer that you've worked with? Have you have anyone like that? Any a favorite studio in Nashville to record in? Is there any, or do you just pretty much any of them that you're in?
Well, I've worked a lot of studios, and in the old days, Columbia B, I think. My goodness, some of that stuff has escaped me. But I like the RCA studios. I did some recording there and over at the old Columbia Studios, and the one out in California, Capitol Tower Studios. They were beautiful studios, but not really. I never was what you would call a sound man that was just really into that part of it. Technology escaped me. And so I don't even have a good sound system at home to play records on. I don't. For a long time, I had my tape machine was a Monaural Wallensack.
Wow.
You know, technology, when I coined a word, Bronson, called techlexia. And I have techlexia.
I love that. So what's it like to hear your song sang in another language? I mean, that's got to be.
Yeah. Well, that's a hoot. You know, it is. It's just I saw a video the other day, and I think it was in the Netherlands someplace. A group was doing Elvira. And it was it was just spectacular. They was out in the country in this old barn with goats and chickens and stuff. And they were singing Elvira in this, like, some kind of Netherland language, you know, and I loved it. It's exciting.
It's amazing how international music really is. You know?
Yeah. How something from our culture can wind up over there and they like it, you know?
Well, now the Oaks are really going for it now.
Yeah.
We'll have to get them to go back and get some more of your songs on their records.
Yeah. Yeah. They're doing well. This 30-year reunion thing, revival thing, whatever they're calling it, has done real well for them. Yeah. Now, guys, I love them. And hey, they hooked Elvira. Yes. Oh, my goodness. What a great record.
Today. I mean, it lives just as strong.
That's
one of the greatest things. A lot of your songs are like that. They're just as, you know, you wrote them so long ago, but they're just as vibrant, alive today. Yeah. It's got to be a thrill.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. And, had a lot of help down through the years too. You know, a guy he doesn't do this just all on his own. You get breaks here and there, and I owe a lot of people that gave me a helping hand down through the business. The years, I mean.
I really appreciate you sitting with me. I really appreciate you doing this. It's an honor to meet you.
Well, I tell you what, I'm glad to do this. I felt good about it, and I appreciate you doing an interview.
Well, maybe one day we can write a song.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bronson. God bless you.
God bless you too.